Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order. We'll announce that we are recording the meeting, and we will do roll call.
David Knapp here.
Bob Grace here.
Is he on or just visiting yet?
Visiting.
Visiting.
Okay.
He's officially on.
Trustee here.
Yep.
And Dave Dearborn is excused.
I think you make note of it, that Brad is coming onto the board officially on the 20th. City Council's officially voting him on.
He's replacing you or me?
He's replacing me. You're not off the hook yet.
Good try, Bob.
Good try. But yeah, so
You're replacing Bob, whichever one you're...
It'll be officially voted through, the mayor.
Okay.
Has it on the agenda, so.
Wonderful.
We're all good with that.
Let's take a look at the minutes from the last meeting, from April 9th.
I move they be adopted as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Not approved, or not disapproved. Shelley?
All right. Our total checking and savings, we have $4,626,624. Our total current assets, $9,917,073. Total fixed assets, $2,171,182. Our total assets are $12,229,151. Our liabilities, we have $103,446. Our total equity, $12,125,705. Our total liabilities and equity, $12,229,151. Our P&L, our total expenses for the year are $409,856. Our total expenses, $336,563. And we have a net income of $73,303. I gave you a list of open invoices. NTEC has taken care of all of theirs, so they are up to date.
Okay.
That would have been the only one.
And they're moving on downsizing. Just were out there the other day, so they are feeding to that footprint. They still have a couple more machines that they're dismantling to scrap, and then they have a couple that are being picked up that they sold. So, you know, they're looking pretty good. So yeah. this move that helps them.
So,
yeah.
So they're pretty much to the end of their downside.
Yep. They just have to move out of the space.
So how much space do they have?
They have around 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they pretty much cut it in half.
More than half, yeah.
Did we talk last time about how we approach past dues and if we're sending statements out?
We did talk about sending a statement out if they are late.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened.
Oh, it's okay. I just wondered.
Because, we did talk about sending a statement out.
Pretty much Shelley gets right on as soon as we get, she senses it. That she has real good relationships with the tenants that are out there. They seem to.
So you have explanations.
There was only an issue with NTEC because of the reduction of their size.
Right.
And so we were just trying to work all that stuff out, the selling of the racking. So, but she did come in and she's all up to date with her loans and
like
everything is up to date.
December, is there a...
I don't know. Honestly,
would it be easier for
I will
you
ask.
If we set them up on an ACH and then let them fill up the bank if they're late?
And we did. We did, as we were doing new leases,
we put that in
the lease.
So when
and I know Ben was encouraging
people
to do that. We did have a couple of people sign up for that. So I am getting a few that way, which is much easier.
Yeah, then you don't have to make the funny phone calls.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And that's pretty much standard in any new lease negotiation. That's put right in there. That's preferred.
Yep. And then the aging report, or the payment report for the loans. We're in fairly good shape with these. I think number 1876 is the one that's the most outdated. Loan 7015 is the one that's the COVID loan that's going to be behind, so, but she's up to date though.
Do
you have questions for me?
To approve.
Thank you, Bob.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Dave Potts, facilities report.
I just had to pull it. Gone out of the mud. Gone to the trailer park. You got buried. Rooftop unit over top of Micronics is finished. They finally put the rest of it together. The coil has been replaced on rooftop unit number 8, and they're quite happy with that. They're not completely happy though, because they're having humidity problems in the other room, so rooftop unit number 11 needs replaced. It's ancient, and it's only running on half power right now.
And that's going to be a problem for them with where it's at, because that room needs to be controlled.
Okay.
So that's going to be an issue. Dave did get a quote from Scobie. It's around 19.3. We do have a little bit of money left from that grant, maybe 6,000, I think. So
which grant?
From the HV grant that Ben got left, the $88,000 one.
Right.
I think we have about 6,000 left over in that. So we're going to need to take a look at that, of whether we want to, because we're going to be coming into the heat here pretty quick. I mean, unfortunately, it's shot.
So we have to do something.
Yeah.
The auction went pretty good. We've sold both mowers and quite a bit of other stuff. Some of the things that I thought was sell, we didn't even bid on. We put the rewiring on hold because of summer. There's so much to be done outside. I haven't heard anything back from Solar Liberty as far as solar panels. They're waiting to see if our insurance will replace the inverters. So, and Larry Heyer showed up yesterday morning to look at them and couldn't get in because they were locked out. One of those lockout, tagout locks was on it. So we had to wait for them to get that off. So he'll be back sometime this week. Just to make sure that the main switch isn't burned out. So maybe the power was stopped right there rather than making it to the solar panels. NTEC continues to downsize. Cameras are not working still. Either one plastics or 1524.
They're working, we can't.
Yeah. I can't.
Go remotely.
Yeah.
And I can. I had Tech Works in there. Pretty much we need to, that's another, they gave us 3 quotes on all our buildings on the infrastructure with the fiber and the connectivity. What's happened on 1524 is there's been year after year of different cables going in. You have old switches, this switch, it's just a spaghetti mess. But we also don't have the infrastructure for all that stuff to work properly. It's going to be about $4,300 if they were to fix that infrastructure. They started with some quotes on that. And I think if we're going to do any building, that's the one that needs done because of the cameras. because we need to be, like I said, we're not, if something was to happen, we can go back and look at the recording, but we can't access
it from your phone.
I can't see it from my phone.
Yep.
So, and it has to do with the firewall, and what we have in there will not promote the usage of the technology that's in there. So he did give me a quote on that. That was $4,300.
So that $4,300 would upgrade that unit, which is mostly associated with spring, right?
In that room, yes, correct. In upstairs for tenants for like the hospital.
Yeah.
And the key codes and all that good stuff.
But it's our responsibility to upgrade.
And that's specifically the cameras we're talking about.
Yes, correct.
And Canada's security is $3,500 for.
They've already done the cameras.
Six, seven camera installs.
Yeah, we already installed the cameras. Yeah. We just can't connect to the cameras because of the infrastructure that we have.
Yeah.
So that's already done. That's already in place. So, and they're the ones that prompted us to take a look at this because they couldn't get it to work. So, yeah. So they came down, Mr. Puckley came down, right?
Yeah.
And then we called TechWorks, and then TechWorks did a walkthrough with the building with me. Hmm. So they made it in phases, so we wouldn't have to do three at once. We could do one this year, one, you know, next year with phase two. There's phases to each, but I would think if we're going to do any of them this year, it would be that one, so we can at least have the cameras on all our facilities. And I did talk to the chief of police. If by using Canadotto, they can monitor our buildings for us. We just need to give them access, and that's another reason to get that up to date. So that's where
do we have room in the budget to do that?
Well, the budget, which we were working on, I mean, Ben came in yesterday. I think for that, I think we have room to do some facility stuff that I threw in there.
I think it's important. I think we
absolutely.
I think we need. If we're going to do any of them, that'd be the one.
Absolutely.
That I would do.
Get it done.
Yeah, let me give you the exact total so we can vote on it.
Well, I don't think we can walk away from the number 11 either, and we need to make a decision on that for them. Yeah. It's going to be hot in 60 days. How long does it take you for you to get one of those and get them installed?
No problem is getting it. If they can locate it, they have it in probably in the next few weeks. But,
okay.
They said they're 3 to 4 months out. The last one we got was 6 months, but that was a bigger unit.
That'll be cold again.
Dave, you've been looking for damage units for scratch, and they still don't have those either.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. They don't bottom up because they're so far out.
So the exact total is of 43, 38, and then another 104 with tax. Or another 104 with the firewall fees. So
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the 43, 38 to repair the infrastructure there.
Plus the 104 firewall fees.
Plus the 104, okay. Yep, sorry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All righty, thank you.
Okay. Well, I had Steve Daniels down to look at the problems between NTEC and PUC, and basically we determined, yeah, there's a problem there, but he doesn't have time right now to go through that. It's going to take a little while to backtrack everything. And
that has to do with the power, correct?
Yeah, the meter
separation of the stuff, meters and power, so we can.
It gets pretty complicated because there's a main line that runs right down through the offices. It used to be all one, and you got, seven sub-boxes in that area. So
it's another infrastructure deal that we need to take a look at. If we're going to be landlords, we need to have metered boxes to each, company. So one isn't paying the other's electric, which is going on. I mean, it's probably a wash, but then
again, it's going to come down to, we'll have to put in a couple more sub-meters.
Yeah.
And a suggestion, plastics, one plastics needs paint, a two-story block area, that's cracking up, paint's starting to peel, that should be considered, and we need the shipping lot needs attention, and that's, I can get an estimate on that,
But we do need to reshape that because of so many years without grading it properly, it's holding water, causing potholes.
Okay.
So, that's pretty much it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dave, you probably mentioned it, but one, Micronics.
Yes.
The roof, is it still leaking bad, or where do we stand?
We haven't had any problems lately.
Well, that's, I guess, all we need. We know we need to do something.
Yeah, we're just hoping for one of those grants to hit.
Yeah, I just wondered if, you know, they're not experiencing any serious leaking problems.
Nothing serious.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. I thought there'd be leaks after they changed that unit, just from walking around, but.
Yeah, that's good.
No problems?
Well, that's good, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Mr. Director?
All righty. It's been exciting meeting number two and almost month two. The girls are doing fabulous job in here, and Sue will hit the whole homes, but that seems to be off and running and then some. We have a total of 60 applicants, about 30 in Corey. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to get 30. That doesn't mean we're going to, some will be DQ'd, but we're going to have substantial. The rest are throughout the county, Union City, having the second most. What is it? The only place we really don't have a lot is Wattsburg, right?
Wattsburg and Mill Village.
Mill Village, yeah, don't have, you know, so, but Waterford. And I think it has to do with the municipalities there. Cindy Wells has done a fabulous job in Union City of really promoting this. So it's, and I have to say that the city, with the code enforcement officer, has been giving people, you know, a heads up, and we've received some applications from them where he's said, hey, you hear about this whole home? So he's sent, we continue to get some online applications. So we're going to be out about the time where our new focus is going to be, and I'll pass this around so you can see what Sue has made. But where you have red is a priority, but we're going to start going by the dates that we receive so we can get to those first, because we think once we get down this trail, we're going to start running out of money at that 2.4, because this includes everybody, but really Erie really hasn't got into the mix yet, and nor do we want them to. All right, so this is where we're at with that, but I'll have, when it gets to Sue, we'll talk more about that. But we've secured 13 contractors now, which is a great thing. I hand-delivered the first batch.
Yep.
Nice. To talk with each contractor about what we expect from them. It's been a great response. I think the fact that we had contractors in here today questioning scope means we're going to have some serious bids. That was kind of a neat thing. Which the first batch is due this Friday. So hopefully we have the next batch. Sue has at least...
I have three more.
Three more. But these will now go out by email. So every time something new goes out, we don't have to hand deliver. Yeah. We'll just email that.
Are you on board with Whole Homes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not involved.
So that's a good thing.
Yep.
Sue will expand on that more, because that they've really done a fabulous job with the paperwork and getting us up to speed. We're learning every day too, and the contractors, and that why I wanted to meet with them and why it's good is we're establishing that relationship when we go into the rehab and the renew. I have some bigger ones such as Bauer in the mix that is interested in doing some development work. So they are also bidding on the Whole Homes, which typically they don't do. So you send a packet to them, and there's a couple other larger Erie firms. So we have a good mix between local contractors and some of the larger ones. So I think we'll get some really competitive bids on these. So there should be some good work. And with this many contractors, I think I was trying to avoid the delay because we are in the middle of the busiest time of the year. So I think they'll be able to fill the gap. Whether some will bid on all, but I think smaller ones were bidding on just a couple this time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they know that they can get the work done. With that, you know, as long as we have quality work, we're good with that. So.
What's their window from bid to completion?
90 days is what it is.
I love that.
From bid to completion.
No, from the
approval.
Approval of bid.
You've been awarded the bid, now you have 90 days to
From signing the contract.
Yeah, so they come in, what happens next is we will do a bid like rating, pick the, have the homeowner comes in, this is who's doing it, you know, contractor's here, you agree, this is the scope.
At that point.
They sign, that time it goes, yep.
I love that. When you're gonna get out.
That's why they've been doing a 2-week window from the time they get the bids. And, you know, this first time, because we've, you know, had some unforced errors, we've learned we only had scope in a couple things, and we had to go back and redo scopes. We had homeowners change the scope, you know, so there's been some good, fun learning stuff, but the contractors have been great about it, so, you know, we still should have it in there. We need to extend the first round. We might have to extend it for a week, but I think we'll get enough bids that we'll be fine.
So if you get bids next week and we approve the bids, does the contractor then need to honor that and say yes, I will?
Once they sign it, yeah. Once they sign it.
We might need to kind of talk about that. The contractor who was here earlier, they said that they're bidding out like
six months,
you know, and they're a little concerned, like they want to accept bids, but they're a little concerned if there's a really tight window. So I just think it's something we need to talk about.
At the meeting.
Yep.
We want to hold them as close to that as possible.
Yes.
Because the larger one said, we can do that, you know, and that's the key.
We don't want to shut the small guy, the small local guys out either.
But the idea, if we go past 6 months, now we're going into next year's money. We want to try to make sure we get that money that goes through there. But I'm sure we might have a couple that we need to talk.
But depending on the job, too. Yeah. I mean, some of the jobs are just going to be half a day or maybe one full day.
I think they're concerned a lot with the ones like the Union City property that is about ready to fall over.
Yeah.
Those ones we might have to take in consideration that might
that's
be
a big project.
That's going to take multiple years.
Yeah.
So when they put the bid in, they are signing off that they're going to accept that if approved.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
So who writes the spec that the contractor bid?
Okay, so the initial scope is done by Dave Ploss. We haven't had any done by the code enforcement officer yet, but that is going to be a possibility as we get to be able to get to some of these.
So that's just in general. It needs to be.
Yep, it's general, and now they can the contractor can make a change to that as long as it isn't over 25% of the original scope. Like we would assess a dollar amount to
so
it.
So that would be a change order type of thing. Is that the way you're?
Yep. As long as it stays under that 24,999.
Yeah.
Now if we come across where they say this is going to be way more, those windows are shot, you know.
Yeah.
As they're getting through that might turn into something
there
next year.
Quality of window? How do you write quality? It
has to be, the R rating has to be at
the
a certain level.
The spec? Or how do they?
Everything
who
has
writes
to be
that?
Mid-grade.
Do you have a standard? I mean,
it's set in the pre-bid packet. It says everything medium grade, and this is the window grade, and all that. So then they have to come back. When we go do the bid, we have to make sure that is aligned with that, or that bid gets thrown out. But yeah, and that is approved on inspection too, like all that. They don't get paid until the code enforcement officer is going to do our final inspections.
Yeah.
So if they say that they didn't meet that qualification, they don't pay.
Yeah.
So it holds them to the fire.
Yeah, but the contractor is bidding and needs to know what he has to provide.
Yes, exactly.
What he has to bid on.
Yep.
That's,
the bid packet has it.
It does, okay.
Yeah, Erie's done, they did a good job at like keeping everything the same. We're talking about this today. Because they based it off their 137. Like there's a lot of questions on ours that when it goes out that don't apply.
Yeah.
So we just hit NA. But if we go on future, that would have it on there. But when they come back with the bid, it has to have the specs and it has to list what they're doing. But if they were to go over, then we were going to have to prioritize like what needs done this year, and they could reapply next year as of January. Because a couple of these homes are pretty sad state, but a lot of them are, you know, replacing this, like Zielinski's on Center Street siding. That's going to, And he doesn't need windows, but two he has that they're going to put in, so they added that in the scope. He already purchased the windows, so that house on Center Street is going to be a great thing right next to Napa when you go up through there and see that. That's really going to add, you know, but that's a weak job. I mean, it's not like it's a hard job.
I mean, I just know how complicated it is to write a spec. So you get the product that you want, and the contractor knows when he bids it that he's going to get paid for the quality that you want. And I guess if you got the spec, I'm not trying to complicate it.
It's a different from you know, when you're doing residential to commercial. There's a little bit less.
Depends on what you want to do.
Yeah. You know, most of these jobs aren't anything where you need that detailed. The R rating of the windows is probably one of the most complicated things within the spec on this, in the mid-grade materials. Yeah.
So what kind, other than windows and siding, what are you?
It's all exterior work, you know, porch work. That's been probably the most.
Siding, windows,
in the porches,
the doors,
so it's all outside.
Steps,
everything's exterior.
Yeah, no heating.
Nope.
Nothing inside.
But if they need heating or anything like that, then I'll refer them on.
And then I refer them to Bev for that program, because
roof work, structural stuff.
Yep.
Any structural on the roofs? I mean,
we have one that we're doing
repair and replace. Yeah,
Franklin Street that needs a new roof, and it's pretty bad.
The thing with the hail damage, it took all the roof work out. You know,
right.
So a lot of those people already got the roof work done, but a lot of flashing work and stuff like that. So you know, identifying like the porch has to be all pressure treated lumber, so it can't be anything that's shoddy. But you know, if you go in the inside with the 137, where you're talking about the spec, then it becomes detailed drawings and foundation fixes. Yeah. There's no the most detailed on foundations here are painting and ceiling. You know, that's all we can do. We can point and seal.
If it's a family that has kids under 5, they're referred to Erie too, just in case there's lead.
Yeah.
And then Erie will take care of the lead stuff.
That inside lead?
Correct.
So we're bound with this program, the way the county executive put this out, that we have to hand them certain packets at the intake interview.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we go through. We go through the scope of work. If they say, they didn't get to this, or a contractor, then we, we can add it, but it has to be facilitated by us.
Yeah, good.
You know? So they can't get taken. Like if they only have $5,000 worth of work, they can't come back and say, no, we need to fix this, and this. That you can't. That won't be accepted.
So, Bob, you said this is like based off of Act 137. Is that a state-run program?
Yeah, it's a state-run program where the difference with that is, and this is what is confusing a lot of our people with whole homes, is you have to pay that back. You get that money back after X amount of years. So the same type of quality. Yeah, the income things are the same, but in order to get 137 money, you have to remain in that house for X amount of years, and it goes, and then they release that off of your, they pretty much do a lien on your house, an amount with 137. This one does not. This one is a grant. So whatever you get, you don't have to claim it. You don't have to do anything.
There's no match.
No match.
Nope.
And this was drafted by Davis or his...
Their ARPA funds.
The ARPA funds, he released 2.2, which grew to 2.4 by the time this got going, to be used for this. So what they did, to bring you up to speed, is Erie County, Brenton divided into sections of who administers that. So we get $2,800 for each home that goes in this program, no matter what the cost is. So if even if it's a $5,000 repair, we get 28.
Each completed one, we get 28.
Yes.
So then, our goal is to turn that, put it into our rehab fund. I'm sure they're using up in Erie where they're doing the rest of it. They're using it for, hiring more people. But what we're trying to do is trying to build that non-discretionary fund that we have out there.
So the county got $2.4 million for 2024?
This started actually 2 years ago.
Yeah, in 2022.
But they didn't really have their act together, so we couldn't get our act together.
Right.
So everything kind of like fell into place when I came on board because Sue and Shelley had all these ready to go. So then it was just a matter of me just
somebody
just hitting the pavement and going. So it's kind of taken off. Like we're, you know, like when you look at that sheet, it's, you know, if you do an average, there's, you know, you can spend $2.4 million real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is to get it all. I'm sure they're trying to get some, but we seem to be outpacing them a little bit here.
We're trying.
So we're, you know.
And sorry, so this is owner-occupied and it's income-based?
Income-based, yes. Low to mid-income. Like, so it has like a tier, like of where the if you're two people, one person, you know, it starts with that, it goes right down to, like, what is it?
They've actually expanded that, right?
Yeah.
So more
well, yeah.
The program.
What was great about this is this just here a month and a half ago, the new income levels came out and it upped it like $3,000.
And so they used the HUD.
Some
the
of
HUD
these
formulation.
That we went back now need new paperwork because they qualify.
Yep.
So.
And if, from what I understand, if you're going to mention it to anybody, some people are worried because they have savings or they're right retired.
Yes.
But the way it's equated, they don't take all that money.
No, it takes 0.006% of that.
Yeah, so.
So it does.
Even
so,
if $250,000 put away, that doesn't mean.
It doesn't mean
that
they can't qualify because that's, you know, not going to take them over that income level. So the best case is have people apply because it's. The system will take care of that. Like it goes, you know, it's called the SHPO system where it goes into the state.
Well, I do the HUD exchange where I qualify them for the income.
And that gets verified by HUD money. So as soon as they, as soon as that says that is good, then it goes down to these steps.
Right.
But it'll kick it out if they're not. I mean, so.
The SHPO's the historical.
Yeah.
Just see if it's
one house done. I can't wait.
And then I make everybody sign a paper that says they have declared all the income in the household.
During the intake interview, so that takes us, if we were to get audited, that takes us out of the loop. Mm-hmm. Because now it's between, you know, we've done everything through the state. We've, when we say this is, it goes down to, it goes income, they have to sign that what they provided was right. Who lives in the house? Yeah, look, Brad, what they've done with this folder is completely crazy, how detailed it is. So it's, when you see it, you say, well, geez, 60, you should be able to, like, fly right through those.
Hours.
The paperwork that goes in the amount of meetings is kind of funny when I bring them in here because I've gotten the speech down to a T about what we're going through and more government paperwork. But the good news is you qualify. But when we get them to the room, that pretty much I'm telling them, since they signed that, it's almost like you're dealing with a contractor from here on in. I'm just your middleman that pays you. Hmm. When you're happy, they get paid. So, and all the contractors know that. You know that, and that's the thing for little guys is that only getting 10%. It kind of knocks the little guy out because you know some projects, you know, just like if you're home, you give 50% out so they can buy their materials. Here we only can give them 10, so they have to be able to
cash flow
right. So it's probably going to price those out, and that's something that needs to be talked about. The next program, because I think they're missing the boat with that.
Yeah, because there's a couple houses we have.
We can talk about it in like internal and make that decision, but that, I mean, Erie doesn't do that. They don't give anything.
They need to.
Well, and that was kind of my feeling too.
Yeah, because the way that sets, it's kind of crazy. You know, if you have a little contractor when you're meeting, you know, out there and they're doing work all over the place. And there's like a $5,000 job, that's one thing, but if they go up to the max, that's a lot of money that they got to shell out there with like windows and stuff like that before they put them up. Yeah. But yeah, so it's complicated, but it's going to be good for us because we're learning a lot of stuff as we go through.
Every day changes.
So met with Jay Snyder for energy contracts.
One more thing with the whole homes, sorry. The people that might be on the cusp of qualifying, would there be some kind of a referral program for approved contractors? And maybe we could use some of our earned money back to do a portion of a match?
Do like a matching program once this is done?
Not a full match,
but some type of a, like a grant?
20% or 25%.
Couldn't hurt to explore that.
That's a great idea.
Well, we could do that now.
Yeah, we could do that now.
So
I mean, we don't have to give them 10%.
We're talking about people that are over. We're talking about people that
could we have a matching program where we pay for 25% of the project, they pay for 75%, and
I think we should take a look at that.
Under the same guidelines.
Yeah, under the same guidelines, since we've already had all the paperwork.
What percentage of people are you finding that are
over
by just a little bit or something?
Out of the 60, how many? 7?
Yeah.
If it would get more work done and more progress.
And it transfers from house to house when a contractor shows up. And
I agree.
We'll talk about executive fund, something else on that.
Okay.
But that's a great idea. And it'll fit in with what I'm going to tell you. Going back to energy, met with Jay Snyder. He was the one that locked up and I showed Dave Dearborn this. Ben locked up 50% of our electric at 0.052 kilowatts. I recommend that we lock in the balance at, right now we can get it at 0.057 and lock that in for the remainder of that 36 months.
Okay.
It just makes sense. The gas, we gave them the opportunity to take a look at this. Because our other supplier pretty much didn't care. I guess he bought a house down in Florida and he's getting out of the business. So we gave, Shelley gave a bunch of information to Jay Snyder to quote on this. So he just did this for me before we got in here, for the most current. We were paying 0.3893. A 12-month contract would be 0.3772, 24.3796. And a 36 would be 0.3813, which is less than what we're already paying. These are the lowest gas rates in the last 10 years.
Okay.
So I can have him get that contract. I recommend we go 3 years. I mean, that's a pretty good rate. Unless you think the speculation with whoever gets in the White House is gonna drill more and go down. I don't see it going down more than this. But I would recommend locking in that other price for the electric and seriously taking this gas at 36 months.
Do we need to vote on that?
No, contract.
Okay. I make a motion to approve both the electric and the gas for the 36 month lock-in.
Okay, all right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So that was good. I mean, I think having it all in one spot for a while and locking with those prices, we were kind of shocked at the gas one the day when that came through. But that's when you can get 36 lower than what it is we signed, I think we take it. And the electric, I think it was good for Ben to lock in half and have that opportunity for me to take a look at it. But, which was good on that. Been meeting with the CAIDC. I think we're repairing that relationship pretty good.
Good.
Dave was in again today. Dave has included me on everything, and actually when I was out in graduation on Friday, didn't do a contract until I looked at it on our meeting yesterday. So I think we've crossed that hurdle of getting this back. We're not there quite yet, but I think we're this much closer, which is a good thing.
And they've been operating without any real leader.
Any direction from us. It's kind of been like they've been on their own and we've been on our own. And
the players are Scott Brady and Dave. And
who did they get to replace you?
They haven't said yet.
Nobody yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
there's a meeting on Monday.
Yeah, we have a board meeting once we go into on Monday.
So when they do agree to bring our staff on board, does that mean that hopefully means that you attend their meetings as any executive director would?
Correct.
Is that the way you see it, Brad? Is that the way CIDC is going to want to do that?
I don't know. I haven't been on that.
Oh, you're not on it?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, that we just need to
we need get it right
back
now
to, back to where we were.
Right now, you know, talking with them yesterday in this meeting, because I had Dave Ploss attend, about facility problems that just aren't getting addressed from their current provider. I think it's gotten closer. I don't think we're there yet. But I think they're starting to see the light a little bit.
Yeah.
But right now, Shelly and I are just billing them for everything that we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully that
sure
gets them to say, you know, mm-hmm, you know, why are we paying double on this when we could be just having us do everything?
When that gets into play, I think we need to do a much fairer sharing of the expenses to this office and stuff.
I'm starting to do that already. With
their blessing? Yes. Okay, great. Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
That's why they said they want us to bill for every second that we do work for them.
Okay.
So that has to do with the budget.
And we're doing that, and
You met with
Brad and I are building a budget for CAIDC, so
understood. Okay, so we're already passed.
So we are,
talking last time.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
So then the last thing, and then I'll get to Sue, is there's NAP funding out there that caught wind of while I was at my housing authority meeting, which is for using nonprofits or authorities that have to do with housing rehabilitation again, which is coming up. And the mayor called me because Chuck wanted to back hers on a small project. I called the county executive to see if he wanted to partner with the county again. So the city and the county and the RDA are a partner on a huge grant ask together.
So that's the county housing authority? Is that what you're talking about?
We're going to incorporate all of them. Yep.
Yeah.
And to ask for a huge pile of money, which we would administer again. But try to focus with Corey on that. But it's kind of outside the box, but he already has the support from Banta, and even federally with Mike Kelly, he made all the calls. So this all happened Friday. So we should be getting in on my way back, talking with Abby's on it now, who does the whole home. So I think the whole idea is to try to treat it like whole homes. Okay. But if we get to that point, that's going to be a big thing, and that's we're going to need some people at that point. But you know, it's another good thing for the housing. I think it goes in line. Are we going to be competing with, I think Impact wants like $5,000 projects. To me, this is where we're missing the boat with having too many people trying to go after the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think the county executive in the meetings that I've attended wants us all to come and work together and use him to facilitate bringing this as a whole. And I agree with 100%. I think he's spot on with this. So I think when it comes down to it, we're probably going to get the grant because we're piled in with everybody else.
Now, is that all exterior work too?
That can be anything. That could be interior too. Yeah. So that's what we were talking about. This also could be set up differently. Could we do this as, you know, I was talking, Shelly and I were talking, should this be for those people that are like just out of the range? Should this go for those people now? Also, should we set the limit a little bit higher to try to encapsulate more people, and you know, or we do a grant, you know, like what you're saying. But this would be another way to, I know with this you also can get, you can do house building with this money too. So have to explore that a little bit, but this might be a way to look. That's why I wanted the big ask, you know, to see if we can't get some houses built out of this. Corey, I said we, you know, this could be a big win for you, Brett, and for, you know, your election. So he was all over it, and Jessica Rand called me. I sent him a thing at 5:30, and Jessica called me at 7:05. So I know he was on it. So
the ones that don't fall within the program, can we identify areas that we would like rehabilitation to happen sooner, and maybe increase in those pockets or those areas the level of participation?
I think just based on if we had some kind of a questionnaire, where we could go out there. I think there's more people out there than you think that have the money to do this for some insane reason that don't qualify these things and aren't doing it. So we got to try to identify that.
County executive had some targeted areas that he wanted to look at. I wonder if we don't do some subsections
of those.
The ones that might need the most attention.
And have them do a scope on that. I know he has those geographical numbers. He can kind of map that out. That was the other whole reason of getting them in there, so we could do that. Because it falls right in line with that.
And these are all owner occupied?
Correct, yeah. Yep, that's the one stipulation. It has to be single family. They have to have a mortgage or a deed on the home, on any of these programs. But yeah, we'll go over more during executive, but that was that. It's been kind of busy, but it's been kind of, we've been getting some stuff done. So Sue, why don't you tie in, add anything?
What would you like me to add?
Yeah, exactly.
No, because Sue, the detail on what you're doing in what she's putting together with the package.
It's been hard.
Yeah.
Just because I'm trying to build off what Erie had and weeding out stuff I don't need and then finding out maybe we do need. But we're getting there. Paperwork seems to be the biggest problem. I can't get people to turn it in.
People are very weird about turning in their financials.
We had one person come in and said, I've been begging my neighbor to do it, but she just won't do it.
I'll tell you.
We have that every intake.
Yeah, they just don't want to do it. And we're like, just tell them apply.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only say no.
That might change after we start completing projects you know, the word's getting out and we're advertising that we're completing these projects. We have signs now to put in the yards for completed projects. And so, you know, I think that might change a little bit, kind of shift that.
Yeah.
Because right now, almost every person who comes in is asking, what's the catch?
Yes. The one girl was really cute. She kept saying, okay, now when are you going to hit me with it? Yeah. When are you going to tell me this is not real? I'm like, really, it is real. And she kept saying, are you sure?
How much
am I going to have
to pay?
Are you sure you guys aren't going to come back and tell me I owe you money? Yeah. I go, I'm positive. At the end of the year, you're going to give me something? I go, no.
Nope.
I want to thank every one of them for helping make Corey look better.
Well, to put in perspective, why she is saying that is that if you look at how many employees Erie has and they don't have any of these on here, if it wasn't for these two, we wouldn't have any.
Well, a lot of people are confused, too, with the Renaissance project that, you know, Chuck did, where you have to match 5,000.
Yeah, right. So kind of confused people. Yeah.
It is very confusing. So a lot of them are confused about that. And, you know, so we have to kind of tell them this has nothing to do with that. This is a totally separate program. So.
But they're totally invested in it. Like today I was in here with Dave for the deposition. And they had a contractor came in and they... We're doing it.
Good.
So these guys get all the kudos. I'm the runner.
He is the runner. He's really good at it.
Team effort, Bob.
It is.
You need to have a great team to do
it. It's been a relief because I didn't know where we were going to go next because we were both going like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It is a big relief having him in here, though, because he is more than willing to... take contracts. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it is.
It's been fun.
It has been. Okay. It's just such a relief knowing that.
Feel like you're moving forward.
We are. Okay. We definitely are, and it's going fast and furious, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. The days go quick. That's for sure.
Bob, I think you have three small new business items. Unless you're not that too.
No, I'm good.
But no, so. Anytime you have a question, you know, Sue, ask these guys anything. You don't need to, if I'm out on the road. We have an open book policy here with this team.
Yep.
You know, they can talk to anybody at any time. So, new business. We do need, it's been brought up, you know, the cell phones. I know Dave talked about this. We need to get me on the plan and get Dave off of there. But we also need to reimburse Shelly for her personal cell phone usage. We're thinking $50 a month. If it goes more than that, or we can save money by just getting her another phone on a plan, we might do that as well.
What happened to Tammy's phone?
I think that was her personal phone.
Was
we don't pay the bill for her.
We only pay the bill for two
phones.
Okay, so it's just for the two. So when we go up there, we're going to explore, but I think we need to reimburse her for
took them off.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, we only pay for Dave and John right now.
Does she have a preference? A lot of people don't want to carry two phones. They'd rather just have some reimbursement.
So I don't want to carry two phones.
So I recommend we read, you know, at least $50 to that. Because we are, you okay, good.
Yeah, everybody's okay with that.
So we'll probably need a vote on that.
Just comparing our funds to the check I signed.
Yeah.
You're paying a lot for the two funds.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well,
you
that's
might
why
want to change.
We're gonna. That's why I wanted
who
to.
Who are you with?
It's AT&T.
Oh God, yeah, Verizon has so many good deals
yeah.
out there right now.
So, but we do need to do that anyway. So.
Well, too, if you threaten.
Yeah.
You know, probably. I think we can take a look at our plan and. I think we can do a lot better.
Make a motion about the $50 reimbursement.
Yeah.
So we have what? Just
so
two phones?
Second.
Two phones, yeah.
I mean, that's
all in
yeah.
favor?
Aye.
Okay, this
one. How about the $50?
Yeah, right.
This, we talked briefly about this, but we won't be able to vote until next meeting to for us officially, but the mayor has it on the agenda for their meeting on Monday to vote Brad in for my seat. Bob tried to weasel off, but we wouldn't let him go again, so.
Thank you, Brad, for doing it.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you. So, anything that you need from us, you know, we're sure walk away. We'll come over. But we thank you on that.
We went to lunch and I met with Christy. I'd like to maybe get together with everybody and understand a little bit more about the history and where we generate our revenue and responsibilities and all those things.
And we talked about the energy contract, so that's
yep.
not. So
we are going to go into the executive session?
Yep. For property, loans, and personal.
So I would take a motion to adjourn from someone.
So no.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Shelley. Thanks, Sue. Thank you, Brad, for coming on.
Well.